Grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and from our glorious Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Again, from John chapter 1. The next day, all right, the day before Jesus had come and he had called Andrew to be his disciple, and Andrew said, "Hey, Peter, come with me." And Andrew brought Peter, and so Peter and Andrew are disciples of Jesus. The next day, Jesus decided to leave for Galilee. Finding Philip, he said to him, "Follow me." Philip, like Andrew and Peter, was from the town of Bethsaida, and like Andrew, Philip found Nathanael and told him, "We found the one Moses wrote about in the law and about whom the prophets also wrote, Jesus of Nazareth, the son of Joseph." "Nazareth? Can anything good come from there?" Nathanael asked. "Come and see," said Philip. When Jesus saw Nathanael approaching, Jesus said to Nathanael, "Here is a true Israelite in whom there is nothing false." "How do you know me?" Nathanael asked. Jesus answered, "I saw you while you were still under the fig tree before Philip called you." Then Nathanael declared, "Rabbi, you are the Son of God. You are the King of Israel." And Jesus said, "Oh, you believe because I told you that I saw you under the fig tree? You shall see greater things than this." He added, "I tell you the truth, you shall see heaven opened and the angels of God ascending and descending on the Son of Man." So far, the reading from John chapter 1. Have you ever been surprised? We all have. There's lots of surprises, aren't there? There's the surprises when the young man finally gets down on one knee and proposes to the woman that we've all been waiting for him to propose to, and so on. There's the surprise, maybe, of the young couple where the wife comes and says to the husband, "Honey, we're going to have a baby." There's other kinds of surprises, too. There's surprises that aren't so nice. Remember those recent rains we had? And you wake up in the morning and find that your basement has been flooded with water? Not a good surprise at all. Or maybe you had a great interview with that job and you just knew that you nailed it and you got that job, but you got the letter that said somebody else got the job. Surprises. There's all kinds of surprises in our world today, all kinds of surprises, and people react to surprises differently, and those kinds of reactions we see in our text for tonight. We see in this calling of Jesus' disciples. Jesus had called Peter and Andrew. We know that. We had heard about that, and Peter and Andrew were following Jesus. Tonight, we talk about the next day where Jesus calls Philip, and isn't it interesting? The first thing that Philip does is he goes to get his buddy, Nathanael. Now, this is LWML weekend. LWML weekend, that reminder of the missions that we have of reaching out to those who don't yet know Jesus, of being a Philip, if you would, and reaching out to the Nathanaels who still need to be brought into the kingdom. But understanding that everybody reacts a different way. Andrew and Peter immediately follow Jesus. Philip immediately followed Jesus, but not Nathanael. Not Nathanael. Nathanael says, "Nazareth? Can anything good come from Nazareth?" Well, how interesting it is that as Jesus is speaking to Nathanael, he speaks directly to Nathanael's heart. Jesus always does that. God's word is always directed right to us and right where we need to be hearing it. And the things that Jesus spoke to Nathanael really is kind of strange. It's kind of strange unless we understand what was behind that. Nathanael was a cynic. Nathanael was somebody who was fed up with the whole politics and the whole thing of his world today. Can you relate? He was a cynic and he said, "You know, things aren't going the way that I'd like for them to be going in my world today." And I really don't know that there's any Messiah or anybody who's in charge who's really going to be helping out here. So when Philip came and said, "We found the Messiah," Nathanael had in mind this political system or this life that he thought it was all about, the life that was here. What Jesus wanted him to understand is, "Oh, Nathanael, you don't see." When Philip says, "Come and see," he wanted Nathanael to come and see the real Savior, the Messiah, who was Lord of all things. What a good song to sing tonight. Lord of heaven and earth, and to come and see the glory of the Lord. Come and see beyond the politics. Come and see beyond the situation in which they were living. Nathanael was fed up with those Romans. He was fed up with the politics of that day. He was fed up with the situation that was there. Sound familiar? And so Philip said, "Come and see the Savior. Come and see the one who truly is in charge of all things." Well, as we have, I didn't get that other slide, that's all right. As we have then Nathanael saying, "Nazareth? Can anything good come from Nazareth? I expected this Messiah to come from Jerusalem, not from that Gentile area up there of Nazareth. I expected this Messiah to come from where I figured he would be coming from." So Jesus speaks to him. So Jesus comes to Nathanael and speaks directly to his heart. Jesus says, "Nathanael, I saw you while you were sitting under the fig tree before Philip called you." Nathanael says, "How can you know that?" Well, Jesus was speaking a very important message to Nathanael. He said to Nathanael, "Nathanael, I know that you truly are looking for the Messiah. You are an Israelite in whom there is no falsehood. There's no guile," one of the translations talks about. You know, you don't mess around, Nathanael. You really know what it is that you want. You want the Messiah, and let me tell you that I'm the Messiah. I saw you while you were sitting under that fig tree. Now, unless you're Jewish, and unless you know, especially the minor prophets, that might just go right past us. But for Nathanael, he was an Israelite of Israelites, and he caught it. He understood that this was a messianic prophecy. What the prophets had said in Zechariah and Micah, both, they said, when the Messiah would come, when the kingdom of God would come, everyone will sit underneath their fig tree. Everyone will invite their neighbor to sit under a fig tree. And so as Jesus said, "I saw you while you were sitting under the fig tree," Nathanael caught on and said, "Wow, this is the Messiah, the messianic one who was promised in the Old Testament and is fulfilled now." Nathanael was probably praying, was probably meditating, was probably saying, "Come, Lord Jesus, come quickly," as we pray often now as well. And here is the answer to his prayer. Jesus came, and he says, "I am the Messiah." And the Holy Spirit worked in Nathanael's life. Nathanael, from being a cynic and being so cynical about, "Can anything good come from Nazareth?" suddenly he says, "You are the Son of God. You are the King of Israel." What a change. What a change that Jesus works in people's lives as people come and see. As people do come and see the Messiah, Jesus, as they come and see him where he is in his word and in his sacraments. Jesus says to Nathanael, "You believe now because I told you that I saw you under that fig tree? You believe because there's that fulfillment from the Old Testament? Let me tell you something else," Jesus says to Nathanael. "You're going to see the heavens opened up and the Son of Man coming with the angels ascending and descending on that ladder." Do you remember we are climbing Jacob's ladder? Do you remember the story in the Old Testament of Jacob as he's running away from Esau, his brother, whom he had stolen the birthright and so on? His brother, who was so angry, he wanted to kill him, and Jacob was running away, and he laid his head on that rock that night, and he saw the vision of heaven. He saw God had opened up to Jacob at that time of how God was in charge, and he was taking care of things. And at that time, he had promised Jacob, I am with you. Don't be afraid. I am with you. And if you know that story of Jacob, man alive, there were terrible things that happened to him. Uncle Laban took advantage of him for 21 years. And then he comes back and he's afraid of Esau, and God watches over him. What Jesus was saying to Nathanael is, don't look at the situation that you just have here. Don't just think about the Romans who are in charge right here. Understand that I am the one who is in charge. Understand, Jesus was saying, I am the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. I am the one who is in charge and will bless you. In the midst of cynicism and frustration and the like, with no matter what the situation might be, a political situation, a social situation, a financial situation, whatever it might be, Jesus comes and says, come and see. Come and see how I can work and do work my blessings for my children. Come and see how I love you and care for you. Come and see how I keep you in my love and care. Come and see, Nathanael, so that you can invite others to come and see as well. Can anything good come out of Nazareth? Jesus did. Jesus did, and so did his disciples. And Jesus worked good out of all of those who came out of Nazareth. But we've got a lot of Nazareths today, don't we? All the nationalities, all of the different kinds of people that are in our world, many of them in our neighborhoods, many of them working with us, many of them who are folks that we have the opportunity, like Philip, to invite and to say, come and see. Come and see the glory of the Lord. Come and see our Lord and Savior Jesus. Come and see how Jesus works through water, through water in his word of baptism. Come and see. Listen as Jesus speaks to you through that word, as they open their Bible and read the Bible and hear Jesus' words specifically for them, and as the Holy Spirit works through that word to change their lives. Come and see. Bread and wine? Just simple bread and wine? But come and see how Jesus gives us his true body and true blood for the forgiveness of our sins and the strengthening of our faith. Come and see how Jesus makes a difference in our lives. That invitation to come and see. The invitation is for us. And as I started the sermon, I'm so glad that you came to see Jesus once again. That as we come and see and are built up and strengthened by that, we continue to share that message. We share that message with a world that needs to hear it. And Jesus promises that as we come and see, he works in hearts. And he changes the Nathanaels. He changes the cynics. He can change and does change through his word. May the Lord Jesus continue to change us, continue to be in us and through us as Philip's and Nathanael's, as we reach out to others, and as we continue in that, in our name, in Jesus' precious name. Amen. May the peace of God that passes all our understanding keep our hearts and our minds coming and seeing Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen.